Okay. This is really very, very special. Having Elulzman is something which is very special, and the fact that it was initiated from the Talmidim is exceedingly, exceedingly heartfelt. I think the Manara of Sonnenschein and I felt that we were overwhelmed that you asked to come to Yeshiva early. So we have to make sure that we can take advantage. Don't make any plans for the break yet, no, in January, because maybe we'll be able to have a significant moment of learning even during that time as well. But it's very, very meaningful. I want to thank the Manal for really taking care of many of the details to see to it that this happened in such a beautiful way. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, discusses Tkiyas Shofar, and it distinguishes between Mikdash as opposed to Medina. In Beis HaMikdash, the shofar is sounded regardless of when Rosh Hashanah falls, a weekday, Shabbos, of course, there is Tkiyas Shofar. When it comes, however, outside of Mikdash, Begvulin, there is a fundamental difference. As we know, Bechol yes, but Shabbos not. And the Gemara asked a very simple question, that Minohane Mile, how do you know that this is true? And the Gemara quotes Psukim, to demonstrate that this is true. Pashup Shat is a Din Daraisa. When you look in Parshas Emor, and you look in Parshas Pinchas, Rosh Hashanah is characterized in two very different ways, Yom Truah and Zichron Truah. In Parshas Emor, Zichron Truah. But in Parshas Pinchas, Yom Truah. So which one exactly is it? So the Gemara says, well, if this is Bechol, then it's a Yom Truah. It's a day which is invested with Tkiyas Shofar. If this is Shabbos, we're not going to be Tokeh B'Shofar, and therefore a remembrance. Zichron Truah. And in fact, isn't this what we recite in Davening, in Kiddush, Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, Zichron Truah. Okay? The Gemara raises the obvious difficulty that if that really is true, this is a Din D'Oraisa, why should there be a difference between Mikdash as opposed to Medina? If this is really a Din D'Oraisa, that there is no Tkiyas Shofar, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, if that really is the case, that should be true in Mikdash as well. And therefore, Poshur Pshat and Gemara, everything is reversed. Midaraisa, that's not the case. Midaraisa, we are Tokeh B'Shofar, even Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. The reason we do not do so B'Medina is because of a Gzeira D'Rab. Shema Yavirenel D'Aramos Rishus HaRabim. We're afraid, incredible, that you'll fulfill the mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar. At what cost? At what expense? A possibility that one will be Machal Shabbos, carrying the shofar. And it's more important to safeguard the Kedusha of Shabbos, even at the expense of the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. A sugi of Amos Tavtzerim would beis, that Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim Lakor Dover Min HaTorah. The Chachamim have the right to uproot at times Din D'Oraisa, fascinating sugya, a theme for another shir. Fascinating, the Gemara never quotes a makar. How do you know the Chum indeed have this right? Very unclear. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim quotes a pasuk and a svara. A svara, the Rambam writes, Kashem Shaharofe. Sometimes, Rachman al-Islan, a doctor has to amputate a limb to save a body. Sometimes, you know what, that you have to instruct that don't perform a mitzvah, or sometimes even violate an avera in order to save the body, to save the kopis, the body of the Torah Hashem. And then the Rambam quotes a pasuk, "B'shomro b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, chalol Shabbos achas kadei shishmar Shabbos asarbe." Well, sometimes like pikoach nefesh, chilu Shabbos, that can safeguard. Interesting. A theme for another shir. Why the pasuk? Why the svara? What exactly is the need for multiple makoros? But this is a stunning example. Sukkos falls down on Shabbos, no lulav and esrog. Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, no tkiyas shofar. Oh, the Bavli writes the same thing is true when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. Purim falls out on Shabbos. No, Tesvav on Shabbos. No Kriyas HaMegillah because of Gzeira D'Rabba as well. Well, you know what is left hanging? So what about the psukim of Yom Tru and Zichron Tru? You have two psukim, Yom Tru and Zichron Tru. The Teres Legram is beautiful. Chol versus Shabbos. No, Midaraisa, Yom Truah. So what do you do with the Pasuk of Zichron Truah? What do you do with the Pasuk of Zichron Truah? So I'll tell you a Chiddush. If you look in Shibali Aleket, this is found in Tav Tzadi Dalet. If you look in Rav Yosef Engel, the Gilyonei Hashas, on that daf, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, There already are Rishonim and Gaonim that write an incredible Chiddush that the Gzeira D'Rabba is a Din D'Araisa. It's time of Dekra. It's time of Dekra. The Gemara says there are two psukim. One is Yom Teruah, one is Zichron Teruah. Okay. So Shabbos versus Chol. So why is there a difference in the Mikdash as opposed to Medina? You know what the answer is? Why do you think the Torah says not to be Tokeh B'Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Because the Torah itself is creating a siyag. The Torah is creating a siyag. Last year we learned Maseches Pesachim. Now, the Ran, Aleph Manaf and Dapi Harif. Why does the Torah forbid ownership of Chametz, Bayram by Matzeh? Because Shemayav Lidei Achila, a siyag daraisa. A siyag daraisa. V'Yosef Engel, Lekach Tov, Simen Ches, right, lists case after case after case of a siyag daraisa, where the Torah forbids A because it can lead to B. No, the Ramban. Why do you think sometimes the Torah says Yichud is Aser, Negiya is Aser? The Torah says Lo Sikrivu Legalo Servasa, because we're afraid that, you know what, it's a step, Rachman al-Islam, that could lead to Gilei Arayos. You know what that means? Sometimes the Torah forbids A because it can lead to B. So Shebo Leket writes a stunning Chiddush that the Gzeira D'Rabba doesn't mean a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, it's a Gzeira D'Araisa, and that's time of Dekra. The Torah is already concerned that sometimes fulfilling a mitzvah can result in Chil Shabbos. So therefore, that's why the Torah says Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah. And if this is not really a concern in the Mikdash, because in Mikdash, Kohanim Zrizim Heim and the like, so therefore, that Siyog D'Araisa doesn't apply. So that's like stunning, that realize that maybe this isn't a Din D'Araisa. No doubt it's a great Chiddush. What do you gain by this possibility? Because at the end of the day, I understand why you have two psukim. You have Yom Teruah and you have Zichron Teruah. But Slavichik even pointed out the placement of the psukim is so meduyak, no? Because if I were to ask you, what's the difference in Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas? You know what you're going to tell me? Parshas Emor deals with the mitzvah saregel, Begvulin. You know what Parshas Pinchas is? Parshas Pinchas is the Chova Sarevel in Mikdash. In Mikdash, no? That's what Parshas Pinchas is. Essentially, Karbanos Saregel. Parshas Pinchas is a Karban of Yantif in Mikdash. Even the placement is very beautiful. Good, the Torah has two different sukkim. But I want to ask you, why is this one there? Why is this one there? No? You know what the answer is? Because, Pinchas, Mikdash, that's always Yom Teruah. And the possibility of a Zichron Teruah, that's relevant to Parshas Emor. Because Parshas Emor addresses not only Tkiah Shofar, Mikdash, but Tkiah Shofar, which is the Gvulin as well. That's an important instance. You know, it's always careful to look at what's found in Emor, what's found in Pinchas, and the differences between them. That's something which is stunning. I've often mentioned, now before Pesach, veterans in the yeshiva know this now, Minchas Omer, Shtei Halechem, you know what? That it's unusual that the Shtei Halechem is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and it's not mentioned in Parshas Emor. That's unusual, no? Minchas Omer, Sfer Omer is mentioned twice in Chumash. Emor and, not so long ago, Emor and Re'e, but it's not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. It's not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. So I'll tell you a great Chiddush, that you know what? That the Shtei Halechem mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, that's part of the Karbanos HaRegel. And the fact that the Minchas Omer is not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas means it's not called Karbanos HaRegel. It's not called Karbanos HaRegel. So remember that, no? And you'll ask me, am I nafkamina? So you remind me, I have a chov to you, no? So when we discuss Sfiras Omer later in the year, no? When we're almost finished with Maseches Kedusha, no? Later in the year, so I'll tell you the six nafkaminas, no? As to whether it's part of Chovas HaRegel or whether it's not part of Chovas HaRegel. But it's always like stunning. There's so many partials of Yantif. Take a look very granularly, no? What is mentioned where? What is mentioned where? What is mentioned in Emor? What's mentioned in Pinchas? What's mentioned in Re'e? And you'll find like stunning halachos. You know, I'll tell you something which I think is just a beautiful framework, but I want you to do all the homework now. That when you daven Musaf on Yantif, you start with, you know, the broad description of the Yantif itself. Atava chartanu, batiten lanu, all that's based in Parshas Emor. And then, v'pnei chataenu, all that's based on Parshas Pinchas. And Hasienu, all that's based on Parshas Re. You ever notice such a thing? No? The sequence of the Shmoneh Esrei Anyan Tif is Emor, Pinchas, and Re'eh. Emor, Pinchas, and Re'eh. I think that's like a stunning har. And you look at the differences in the parshios, and you're going to see differences in the tefillah. Differences in the tefillah. I think it's something which is amazing. Amazing. You know, in Emor, every yontif is mentioned separately. In Pinchas, every yontif is mentioned separately. In Re'eh, that's not true. The Torah doesn't mention the yontif separately. Shalosh pan bashana yira kol zechorcha. Three times a year. Ah, beautiful. Well, it doesn't mention each yontif independently, but it mentions the experience of shalosh regalim. Experience of shalosh regalim. And I'll tell you something. When I saw this, I was just blown away. Well, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when it comes to the Isra Malach on each and every yontif, has a separate Isra for each and every yontif. When it comes to Lesser Losa, say when it comes to Essay. When it comes to the Karbanos of yontif, the Rambam has a separate mitzvah for each and every yontif. When it comes to the mitzvah of Simcha, and when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel, the Rambam has one mitzvah of Simchas yontif, and one mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Why is it that the Rambam has separate mitzvahs when it comes to Nisra Malacha, and one mitzvah when it comes to Simchas Yantif, one mitzvah when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel? So you know what I'll tell you? The answer is simple and it's beautiful. Now, you know what the answer is? The parshios. In Re'eh, which is the parsha of Nisra Malacha, every yontif is mentioned separately. Alav in an essay. In Pinchas, well, obviously, every karma of yontif is mentioned separately. In Parshas Re'eh, which is the parsha of Simchas Yantif and Aviv L'Regel, the Yom Tov are not mentioned separately. Wow. So that's exactly the Rambam Minya Mitzvahs. And I'll tell you the following. You know, the Torah Tamima was very sharp, you know. Sometimes it's Terutzim, is this being recorded? No, too sharp, too sharp. Now, the Torah Tamima, right, like, you know, Rav Soloveitchik was present when he said this, Rav Soloveitchik, it reacted very strongly, very, very strongly. Why is it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when it comes to Musaf, when it comes, let's say, to Kiddush, we mention Rosh Hashanah, we mention Yom Kippur. When it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. We don't mention the Yantif. We just mention V'Hazmanim. Good Kasha. The Torah to me was suggested, like, you know, it can't be, no? That, you know what? Today it's very common. Every chas and every kala, no? That Emirat Hashem, yeah. You can get your kala machzorim. You can't show up with just two, no? You have to get them a set of five, no? That wasn't true like a generation ago. Ask your parents, no? Who had a machzor for Yantif, no? You had a machzor for Rosh Hashanah. You have a machzor for Yom Kippur. So if you have a dedicated machzor for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's going to say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If you're using a siddur on the Shalosh Regalim, it's going to say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And the Torah to me suggested, fill in the Zman. Fill in the Zman. Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. Fill in the Zman. Rav Soloveitchik was there. He heard that. No, he was very upset. Very upset. And what was the answer? Right before Mekadesh Yisrael Zmanim, Basienu, that's Parshas Re'eh. That's Parshas Re'eh. No? In Parshas Re'eh, you don't find that the Yom Tov mentioned separately. No? The Birchas Mo'edecha is Shalosh Regalim. The Birchas Mo'edecha is not Pesach, separate from Shavuos, separate from Sukkos. It's a single bracha, the Birchas Mo'edecha. And where is the Birchas Mo'edecha? In Parshas Re'eh. And guess what? That's exactly what we say in the davening right before Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadosh Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. That's a difference between the parashios. I thought that was stunning. Now that's clear. That there's a Kedushas Hazman to Yantif holistically. Just like, for example, a person makes a neder, a nedava, you know, that what's the window of time before he violates a lav? For Baal Ta'acher, Shalosh Regalim. They're halachos that are dependent on the unit of the yamim tovim of the year. The birchas modecha is indeed that way. You know, it's a fascinating issue. There is, the Matei Ephraim discusses, you know, you're laning, yontif laning, and it's sukkis. And there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. The Baal Krei makes a mistake in describing Pesach. Is the description of Pesach ma'akev on sukkis? You know, so that's a diyun in the Matei Ephraim. You know, if I really messed up the yontif, I understand. But this isn't really the yontif. Rav Slavichik said it's clear. Now, when it comes to the birchas modecha, seamless. It's holistic. Now, there's a kedusha of shalosh regalim, Like, you know, so it's always important to what's mentioned exactly where. So here I would tell you, when it comes to the parsh of Pinchas Karbanos Haregel, you know what? The mitzvah of Shofar B'Mikdash, that's Yom Truah. Is there a concept of a Zichron Truah in Parshas Emor? Because Parshas Emor deals with the broader mitzvahs, even B'Gvulim. And maybe in Al-Chinami that's true. And that is the Yerushalmi Shita. Yerushalmi that maybe Midaraisa, there's no Tekiah Shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, not simply a Gzeira Drabanan. And we don't assume that way, Lahalacha. We assume that no, Midaraisa, one should be Tokeh B'Shofar even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And the fact that we don't do so is a Gzeira Drabanan. You know, it gives rise to another fascinating theme. You know, I didn't include this in the Marmakomos, theme for another shir. Let's say, for example, a person violates the Gzeira D'Rabbanan. He's Tokeh B'Shofar on Shabbos. A person is notil Dalet Minim on Shabbos. So now what happens? In principle, a mitzvah d'araisa, but you know what? A Gzeira D'Rabbanan. So did I fulfill a mitzvah d'araisa? But I violated the Gzeira D'Rabbanan? Or do I argue, no, once the Chachamim say, absolutely not, and you do, maybe, you know what, maybe there's no Kiyam D'Araisa. Is there a Kiyam D'Araisa of Tekiah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos? That's also very fascinating. A fascinating issue. You know, Chok Yaakov writes the following. The guy really made a big mistake. He was Tekiah B'Shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which was Shabbos. All of a sudden, you know, I tell him, you really weren't supposed to do that. No, like, Gzeir Derabba. Would he, let's say the following. Maybe there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. How many times do you make a bracha of Shechianu when it comes to Shofar, when it comes to Lulav? So, normally on the second day of Yantif, you make a bracha of Shechianu, no? Rosh Hashanah, not so clear. That's a real fundamental machlokas Rosh Hashanah. Do you make a Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, let's say on Shofar? You'll ask about Tokeya. About Tokeya will tell you, no, I cover myself, no? I have some coverage, you know? Your father made Kiddush, made a brach of Shechianu? Coverage. No, you'll have a new pri on the second day, because that's really not clear. What about when it comes to Lulav? Interesting, no? On Lulav, we make a Shechianu on day one, but not on day two, no? What about on Sukkah? Also not so simple, no? The first night, of course, you make a Shechianu. The second night, it depends, no? Two different minhagim. Do you make Kiddush the same way on the second night as the first night, or do you flip the order, no? If you flip the order, it means Kiddush Shechianu Leishev. That seems to indicate, interesting, no, that the Shechianu is on the Kedusha Sayom, but it's not on the Sukkah. Because the Sukkah I fulfilled already last night. And that's not so simple. Why is there a difference in the Kedusha Sayom as opposed to, but that's the most common minute, no? Of flipping the order when it comes to Kiddush on the second night, and on Lulav. We only go ahead and make a Shechem the first day, not the second day. So all this requires homework, no? Why in the world? I'll ask you the following. Let's say a person the first day was Shabbos. And he was no Tululav Nesra on the first day of Shabbos. I was once giving a shiur in a hotel years and years and years ago. Sukkos, the first day fell out on Shabbos, person walked in with Dalit Mila. He walked in at Dalit Mila. Quickly, I turned to the side, whatever, you know. Hotels are always an interesting mix, you know. The family's there, and then the relatives, you know, who some are marginally affiliated, no? He was very proud. He had a very nice Lulav and Esrog, but not on Shabbos. You make a Shechianu, let's say, would you repeat the Shechianu on the second day? You only make a Shechianu once on Dalit Mila. And a person was known to Lulav and Esrog and Sukkah Shechal B'Shabbos, does he repeat the Shechianu the next day? If you're going to tell me, you know what, he was Makayim Mitzvah D'Oraisa, he violated Gzeira D'Rabba, I would probably argue, okay, if you're Makayim Mitzvah D'Oraisa, you make a bracha of Shechianu, so don't repeat the Shechianu. You violated the Gzeira D'Rabba, But if I'm going to tell you that no, that you know what, that there was no Kiyum whatsoever, so maybe that Shechianu is not Chal at all, and you have to make a Shechianu the next day. On Shofar, it's not as relevant, because on Shofar, we make a Shechianu on the second day of Yantav as well. Oh, but enough Kamin when it comes to Dalit Mina. That's a Din in Chok Yaakov. That's also fascinating. That's a fascinating issue. Right? Is there a Kiyum? There is Rabbi Kveger, Drish V'chidish Marach Ches in Chagiga. Not Rabbi Kveger. Where he writes that if you perform one of these mitzvahs on Shabbos, even though you violated the Gzeira D'Rabba, but you're Mekayim a mitzvah D'Oraisa. That's against the Chalkas Yoav. That's a very fundamental Machlokas Achronim. And I think there's a Rambam. There's a Rambam hidden away in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shkagos. I think that's clearly like Rabbi Kveger. That even if Midraban or not, but you did fulfill, right, a mitzvah d'araisa, even though one should not have done so. But we don't argue that the iser d'raban uproots in every shape or form the kiyum d'araisa. That's like a fascinating issue. When the Torah says do this, and the chachamim add or restrict, and you violate the tzivui of the chachamim, can I really say that, you know what, that I maintain the integrity of the mitzvah d'araisa? But there was an Issur D'Rabbanan, or do I argue, maybe similar to a notion of like a mitzvah babi aveira, that if you did it this way and that's against the halacha, so therefore it uproots the mitzvah on a level of D'Oraisa as well. That's a very, very heavy issue. And you know, there can be many, many examples of such a case. But that's very relevant even for this Rosh Hashanah Shechalius B'Shabbos. So I'll tell you the basic question is as follows. If you really assume that midaraisa, you're always obligated to be tokei b'shofar, and the only reason we don't do so on Shabbos is because of a gzeira d'rabanan, so I think we're back to our basic question: why does the Torah describe Rosh Hashanah or the mitzvah of shofar in two different ways, as yom tshuah and zichron tshuah? In other words, it's always a yom tshuah. The chachamim said that, you know what, don't do it because you may come to carry. Yeah, but why does the Torah have this concept of zichron tshuah? That, I think, is a very, very, very significant question. And apparently what you have to answer is as follows, that Yom Tshuah and Zichron Tshuah is not describing two different times, Chol versus Shabbos, but Yom Tshuah and Zichron Tshuah must be referring to two different elements, two different kiyumim, two different chelkei hamitzvah. There must be two different components to Rosh Hashanah. There must be two different elements to the mitzvah of shofar. What is the mitzvah of shofar? I'm going to tell you, there's a yom tshuah and there's a zichron tshuah. They're two different kiyumim. It's not referring to two different times. And that, I will tell you, is something which is pressing. That there are two dinim, there are two halachos when it comes to tkei shofar. There is obviously a yom tshuah, but there also is a zichron tshuah. And what exactly does that mean? A yom tshuah as opposed to zichron tshuah. So I heard from Soloveitchik the following, that one could break down the mitzvah satorah into two very different categories. A typical mitzvah, let's say a mitzvah like achilas matzah. If I were to ask you, ooh, in lamdis, what is the maisa mitzvah? What is the maisa mitzvah? Berev tochel matzos, eat matzah. And I'll ask you the following question, and what is the kiyum hamitzvah? What is the Kiyum HaMitzvah? The Kiyum HaMitzvah? Achilas Matzah. The Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Berav Toch L'Matzos. They're one and the same. You don't find that there is a distinction between the act and the fulfillment of. There's a Maisa Mitzvah, there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Is that true when it comes to all mitzvahs? All mitzvahs. Could one argue that there's a category of mitzvahs that there's a Maisa HaMitzvah, and the Maisa HaMitzvah is essential, it's obviously essential, it's necessary, it's not that you can do without, but, there's something beyond the Maisa HaMitzvah. There's something beyond the Maisa HaMitzvah. Maybe something more. Maybe there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Maisa HaMitzvah is a tool, it's a vehicle, an essential, a necessary vehicle, but a vehicle in order to. You know, let's say the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I think a beautiful Hagdara. If I ask you, what is the Maisa mitzvah of Kriya Shema? You'll tell me, the Kriya Saparsha. The recitation of the words. What words? Guess what? There are 4 days in Rishonim. Either the first Pasuk, the first Parsha, 2 Parshios, or 3 Parshios. What do you have to recite to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? But you know what? The Maisa mitzvah is the recitation of, let's say the Ramban. Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches. The recitation of the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Okay. What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah? What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema? You know what I would tell you? The Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. Of course there's a Maisa HaMitzvah. But I wouldn't say that everything can be summed up in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah. The act of reciting the Kriya Shema is in order to create a certain mindset, consciousness, response, cognition. That's Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Imagine if a person would just recite the words of Kriya Shema and he would be clueless in terms of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. You would probably argue that, you know what? That's not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I would distinguish between that and the mitzvah of matzah. Let's say tefillah, for example. Tefillah. Is there a Maisa mitzvah? Of course there's a Maisa mitzvah. The Ram describes at length in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah. There's a Maisa mitzvah. There's a structure. Shevach, Bakasha, Hodah. But what is the essence of tefillah? Just recitation? Recitation? Yeah, you know the Rav Chaim now. What do you mean? Right? Amid lifnei hashchina is the kiyum of tefillah. The kiyum of tefillah. Of course you have to recite words. But tefillah, avodah shebelev, requires avodah shebelev. No? It's not just simply, you know what? A person just mumbles words and that's it. The words are essential. The words are necessary. But you know what? It has to be accompanied by. You know, we just discussed on Parshas Rei, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. If I would ask you, what is Simchas Yantif? You would tell me, you know what? It's a disposition. It's an emotion. It's a mindset, Simchas Yantif. What is necessary for Simchas Yantif? Just the person smiles? No, you're going to tell me there's a Maisa HaMitzvah. There's a Maisa HaMitzvah, no? We never Beis HaMikdash, no? In Simchel Babasar, Ola Regel, Hakavas HaKabanos, Achil HaShlamim, V'Zavach LaShlam Echal Tasham, V'Samachtim V'Shashem Lakecha. What about Bizman Hazeh? Basar, the Rambam writes, Chiddush, right? Yayin's Mefurish in the Gemara. Oh, the Rambam writes, Perek Vav Hilchos Yantif, children, give them toys. You know, your wife, make sure to buy appropriate things for your wife. An Yantif that elicits a sense of simcha, right? Maybe a chumrah, buy things for your wife every day. There's a separate mitzvah simcha every day, no? It's enough just before Yantif. Who says? No? Like, you know, every... So I'll ask you, so you know what? A person buys, and a person gives toys to their children, and you're manly, no? So you have meat and wine, good, okay. And you're miserable, no? You're miserable, because what? Nothing's enough, no? That's Simchas Yantif. That's Simchas Yantif, right? Drink wine and be miserable. Aren't you going to tell me, just without all this lamdas, that Simchas Yantif is it's a mindset. It's an emotion, it's a consciousness, Yeah, the halacha tells you how to get there, how to get there. But I'll tell you the following. The kiyum of Simchas Yontif is belayed, even though there's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah of achilas kodshim, achilas basar, shtiyas hayayin, shar minei smachos. And I'll tell you the flip side is true, Rachman of Islam. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin, ein aninus ela belayed. Rachman of Islam, avelus. Avelus is a mindset. Are there nihuge avelus? Yeah, the avel has to. He sits on the floor and he doesn't wear shoes. And they're inuyim. But the Mishnah says, ein aninus ela belayed. You know, aninus is a mindset. It's a mindset. So I would tell you, this represents two different types of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs, there's a ma'isa mitzvah, but there's an independent kiyum ha-mitzvah. In certain mitzvahs, that's not true. I'll tell you, the ma'isa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah are absolutely one. Absolutely one. So category one, I'll tell you, kriya shma, tefillah, simcha, avelos. Oh, good. Now I'll ask you the following question. What about shofar? What about shofar? So this is the chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Shofar is category one. It's category one. It's like davening. It's like kriya shma. It's like simcha. It's like avelos. Is there a ma'isa ha-mitzvah? Of course there's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Of course there's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. A person thinks that, you know what? He can accomplish that mindset without hearing the shofar. So you're going to tell him, of course you can't do that. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. So a person will tell you, I fulfilled my chovas hayom because I heard certain kolos. You know what you're going to tell them? That's not the mitzvah in its totality. No. There's one aspect of the mitzvah which is a yom truah. But the shofar has to penetrate, no? It has to penetrate. The Rambam writes, even though shofar is a gzeiras hakasuv, yom truah, remez yeshbo. Realize the meaning of shofar. And I'll tell you, as I always suggest, no, when you learn the Rambam, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes this, Chut HaMashulosh, Simen Yud. Whenever you learn a Rambam, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, the Iker Limud HaRambam is Drishas HaSmuchim. You know what that means? Not just simply what the Rambam says, but where the Rambam says it. That's important to know, no? With the Rambam, it's not just a what question, what did the Rambam say? But where did the Rambam say it? So many shiurim, no? Are based on the placement of the Rambam. The placement, where does the Rambam place the halacha? That's critical, that's critical. That's our mesorah in Limud HaRambam, no? Chaim Volozhiner writes that. That. Not what the Rambam says merely, but where the Rambam says it. Where the Rambam says it. I often joke that this isn't a chiddush of Chaim Volozhiner, this is a gemara. This is a gemara, no? It's a gemara. But that's how you have to learn a Rambam, no? How a gemara? Gemara? There is a gemara. This coming Shabbos is Kriya Satara, no? How do we know Esei Dochel Los Esei? Oh, because in Parshas Kisetzi, the Torah juxtaposes two parshas, the parsha of Tzitzis and the parsha of Shatnez, no? So you see that B'makom Tzitzis, K'midoche Shatnez. That's why the two psukim are placed. What's that called when two psukim are placed together? This will be very, very important for Maseches Kedushin. If it's not right, if it's not two psukim, but a single pasuk, that's called a hekesh. No? That's called a hekesh. How do you know kedushei shtar? Makish havayi liyetziyah. The same pasuk that describes a get, describes ishus, kedushin. That's a hekesh. Smuchim, right, is when you just have a juxtaposition, pasuk A, next to pasuk B. An example that is esir ochel osasei. Esir ochel osasei. So the source of Esir El Chalosa, say, is the juxtaposition of two separate psukim, Tzitzis and Shatnez. So the Gemara says the following, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda is not Dorish Smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda is Dorish Ahekesh. But Rabbi Yehuda is not Dorish Smuchim. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know Esir El Chalosa, say? That's the kash of the Gemara. Vamos Daf Dalet. You know what the answer of the Gemara is? Right? So if they say the Rosh Hashiva never jokes, so this is a joke, no? Yom Zdaf Ayimad Aleph. The Gemara says, Afilu man delo dorish smuchim ba'alma, even if normally you're not dorish smuchim, v'mishne Torah dorish. V'mishne Torah dorish. In Mishne Torah you're dorish smuchim. V'furish in Gemara, no? V'furish in the Gemara. in Mishneh Torah, you have to be Darius Milchim. No, that's very important. No, I think that's, you know, like, sometimes I do without all preference, and I just stop and see if people laugh. No, so some people laugh, and some people like, what was so funny? Like, you know, so where does the Rambam place all this about the essence of Shofar, the essence of Shofar? You know, the Rambam tells you this, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam speaks about the significance of Shofar in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. You know what that means? That shofar is not just, did you hear the kolos? Of course you have to hear the kolos. But I would tell you, that's like Kriya Shema, that's like tefillah, that's like simcha, that's like avelus. You know what? There's more to Rosh Hashanah and more to shofar than just the physical act of tkiya shofar. There's the shmiya sakol. It has to resonate. It has to resonate. It has to impact. It has to inform your avodas Hashem. And that, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, is the meaning of Zichron Shrua. Zichron Shrua means a remembrance, an impression. The Torah doesn't speak about the impression of matzah. Well, of course, every mitzvah should transform you. That certainly is true, no? Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael. Every mitzvah that you do should be an opportunity of transformation. But there are certain mitzvahs on their face, no, which have to transform. Those are the two different psukim. There's a Yom Teshuva and there's a Zichron Teshuva. So a person will tell you, no, I'm good to go, I'm transformed without the shofar, you're going to say, no. There's a mitzvah d'arais of Yom Teshuva. But you know what? Yom Teshuva is not enough, necessary, but not sufficient. You need the keim of Zichron Teshuva. You know what Rashi writes on the Pasuk in Emor of Zichron Shrua? Rashi writes, Zichronos and Shofros. Tefillah, tefillah. Why in the world do you think that we are tokei Shofar al Seder HaBrachos? Al Seder HaBrachos. It would be very foreign for us. Imagine in the middle of davening, we stop and we eat matzah. But it's not at all foreign for us that in the middle of davening, we're tokei b'shofar. You know why? Because shofar and tefillah go hand in hand. Part of the kiyum of Zichron Teshuva is the tefillah sayom. The tefillah sayom. So Rashi writes, that's the meaning of Zichron Teshuva. The zichronos, the shofros, the tefillah, the tefillah. The tefillah of shofar. Not just simply the tekiyas ha-shofar. That's Zichron Teshuva. That's something which is incredible, that there are two different kiyumim. There's a kiyum of Yom Teshuva, there's a kiyum of Zichron Teshuva. And Zichron Teshuva bears out the connection between shofar as part of the tefillah sayom, part of the tefillah sayom. If you have a mitzvah we incorporate in tefillah, I'll tell you that's a ray muchachas, that mitzvah has to have a dimension of tefillah. I'll tell you it's true when it comes to shofar, it must be true then when it comes to lulav. You know? Lulav, it's true. Midag be'nafik be. We pick it up, we put it down. But the fact that we incorporate lulav into avoda and avoda satfila must indicate that there's such a kiyum. There's such a kiyum daraisa. That's part of the mitzvah. You know, you can't use a lulav yavesh, sukkadav chavtes. What's wrong with that? No. Ooh, the Yerushalmi, lohamesim yaluka. You can't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dried out branch. No? With a branch that's dead. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is tefillah. You know what the answer is? Absolutely. Absolutely. The Baal Mor quotes the Pasuk in Malachi. Hakriveil alefecha secha. Would you give the prince, would you give a king a dried out branch? You know, imagine you're going to see the king and you give a bouquet of flowers and everything is dried out. Would you do such a thing? Is that something you would offer a king? Hakriveil alefecha secha. Hayirtzecha yisaponecha. That's what lulav is. It's an offering. It's a karban. It's shevach v'hodah. It's tefillah. So, not so surprising. Hallel, nanuim, hoshanos, no? How do you know that lulav has to be four tvachim? Well, all the minim have to be haravos, hadas, and three tvachim. But lulav requires an additional tefach kedei lenaneabo. No? You see that the concept of the na'anuim is built into the sheer lulav, no? That's something. It's not just, you know, like secondary, separate from, you know, my child wants to be nota dalet minim, you know, and we're debating whether he's a gil achinuch or not. So you need a katan hayodea linanea, no? Katan hayodea. Sometimes you go to shul, the adults don't know how to do nanuim, no? All of a sudden, everything under the sun except for the proper way of doing the nanuim, no? That's the shir of chinuch. Katan hayodea linanea. You see, nanuim is built into the fabric of the mitzvah. Yeah, that's why we incorporate it in tefillah. But certainly when it comes to shofar. So I'll tell you a stunning Balamor. Maybe you saw this stuff. Yudin Dap Arif. Balamor writes an incredible chiddush that when you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tev Zayin, and this hopefully you'll be learning much about through the course of the week, there are different series of tkios. There are tkios to miyumad, and there are tkios to miyushav. Well, what are the tkios to miyushav? What are the tkios to miyumad? Rov Rishonim assume the following. The tkios to miyushav, meaning when one is sitting, what exactly does that mean? That means that the tkios that are separate, not in the misgeris, in the framework of Shemoneh Esrei. So that means the tkios shofar we blow right after laning, before Shemoneh Esrei. Tkios to miyushav, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. And the tkios to miyumad are the tkios which is in Shemoneh Esrei. Silent Shemoneh Esrei, Chazar Sashatz. But the tkios to miyumad. The Baal HaMor writes, that's not true. That's not true. The first tkios de miyushav are the tkios of Shemoneh Esrei. The tkios de miyumad are at the very end of davening. Literally, when everybody's getting up to leave. When everybody's getting up to leave. No. You know, you've come to the end of davening, everybody is already out. No. The old minhag was when you had to go and in your car and travel, you said, Tfilas HaDerech, right? In today's minhag, right? You have to leave and travel, go to work. You say Aleinu. No, Aleinu is our Tfilas HaDerech. No, already you're out the door. You're out the door. Not like already. That's miyumad. The Baal HaMor writes that, you know, people are leaving. People are getting up and leaving. So the Baal HaMor writes realize the first tkios were in the Shemoneh Esrei, tkios to miyushav, and the tkios to end of davening miyumad. What about the tkios before that, after laning? You know what the Baal HaMor writes? That was a much later institution. That's not the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tev Tezayin. That was a much later takana. Not Midina de Gemara. Not Midina de Gemara. Why? Because imagine the first kolos you're going to blow in Rosh Hashanah are Shemoneh Esrei. Especially, let's say, many shuls, maybe most shuls, they only blow tkiyah shofar and chazar sashatz. Chazar sashatz can begin at 12:30. You know, you're in shul at 8 in the morning and it's 12:30. You haven't heard a single call. Let's say a person is not feeling well. A person is ill. An elderly person. They may have to leave davening early. They're going to leave davening without even hearing a single call shofar. No? Oh, so in order to accommodate those who had to leave early, the Baal HaMor writes, we instituted a series of kolos that you could be yotzei earlier. But that was not the reference in the Gemara. That was a later takana. A later takana. The first kolos were blown in Shemoneh Esrei. Wow, that's that Baal HaMor. Daf Yud and Daf Yarif. The Baal HaMor writes a stunning chiddush. A stunning chiddush. You know, you learn different sugyas and shas. They discuss Birchas HaMitzvah, a primary sugya, Psach Medav Zayin, Birchas HaMitzvah. Yeah. You know what's so unusual? Like, there's a whole Masechta, Rosh Hashanah, no? Where is there a sugya that discusses the Birchas HaMitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? You know what's pretty stunning? Like, there isn't one. Like, there isn't one, no? Not only isn't there one, but you know, there are many different days in Rishonim what the Nusach HaBrach even is. No? If you look in the Rosh, Psachim Aleph Yud, and the Rosh, Rosh Hashanah Dalet Yud, that's where, in two places, the Rosh discusses, what's the Brach on Tkiyah Shofar? And there are two moving parts. What is the prefix? Is it Al or Li? Al or Li? And what's the verb? Is it Tkir? Is it Shmiah? No? What? It's really surprising like that. Why should this be such a question? Why is this such a secret? So you know what the Balaam writes? Because Medina de Gemara, they didn't recite a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar. That's why there's no sugya. They didn't recite a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar. Because the first time they would sound the shofar was in Shmon Esrei. And the Balamor. And the Malchias, Sichronos, and Shofros, the brachos of the Shmon Esrei served as the bracha for the mitzvah of shofar. That's the Balamor. What's the bracha on the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? Malchias, Sichronos, and Shofros. That's the Balamor. That's so stunning, no? Oh. La'achar chasimas ha-Talmud, Chazal felt it was necessary to have an earlier Tkiyah Shofar. All of a sudden now, you have a Tkiyah Shofar outside of the framework of the Shmon Esrei. So guess what? Now you have to recite a bracha. Because you're reciting the Shmon Esrei, and you're blowing, that's true. But you know what? That's not the first call. So that was a double shift. Earlier kolos, but now it required a bracha. And maybe not so surprising, now there was a significant debate, what's the most appropriate bracha? Al lish, miyatkiya. This is not a bracha, midina de gemara. You know? This is a parallel, the rush in the very beginning of brachas. Quotes of Amram Gon, that you know why there's no bracha on kriyashma? What do you mean there's no bracha on kriyashma? That's birchos kriyashma. Birchos kriyashma is the bracha on the mitzvah of kriyashma. And Rav Gon writes, if for whatever reason you're reciting kriyashma without birchos kriyashma, let's say for whatever reason because the minyan is late and you're saying kriyashma standalone, Rav Gon writes, you have to recite a bracha. Asher kiddushana mitzvah tzivanu. When you say kriyashma with birchos kriyashma, that's what birchos kriyashma are. But if you're going to fulfill it standalone, then you have to recite a bracha. Well, we don't pask like that, Rav Amram Gon, but that's a shita. Bama writes, that's true when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar. Kolzman that Klal Yisrael would first hear the kolos in the Shmon Esrei. Oh, so in such a case, the Shmon Esrei served as the bracha for Kriya Shema. That's something which is stunning. Yeah, but that's all Zichron Shrua. That's Zichron Shrua. You would argue that Mariv is a Birchas HaMitzvah and Matzah. Of course not. But to say that Musaf is a Birchas HaMitzvah and Tkiyah Shofar, yeah, that's the Kiyum of Zichronos and Shofros. Zichronos and Shofros. That's the uniqueness of Shofar. When the Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah, Chavav Mabez, that it's necessary that a Shofar has to be bent, a Shofar has to be curled. Why is that so important? What's wrong with having a straight Shofar, like a flute? So the Gemara says, because koma de kayivish daite tfei male. That's Lashon HaGemara. Because the more a person is bent, the more impactful. The more a person is bent, koma de kayiv inish tfei male. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi decides one word, no? Bitfilasa. Bitfilasa. Wow. When you daven, what, you stand with the most erect posture? When you daven, especially davening Yom Narayim, you prostrate yourself. No? The shape of the body, the posture, the position in tefillah is bent. Rashi writes, that's the shape of the shofar. The shape of the shofar is the shape, the posture of a person engaged in tefillah. Furish in Rashi. You ask me, like, what's the combination? You know? Well, you're at the Seder and you get this funny-looking matzah. No, it's all bent out of shape. No, I'll say tefillah. No, I'll say tefillah. Like, that's, what does that have to do with matzah? No? What does that have to do with matzah? You have a ben shofar. Of course you have a ben shofar, no? Rashi, bitfiloso. That's what's supposed to be. And the Gemara in the previous Amud, Chavav Amud Aleph, Chavav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that, you know what, you can't use a keren shalpara. You can't use the horn of a para for a shofar. Why not? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with using a keren of an egel? Oh, so the Gemara says the Chiddush, in kategor nasa sanegor. Egel, egel. That's reminiscent of the Egel Hazav. So we're going to use for shofar that which is reminiscent of the Egel Hazav. Just like when the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim, on Yom Kippur. He doesn't wear a big day zahav. That's the Gemara's analogy. A kohen is not supposed to wear gold because vegal azav. So we are not supposed to use a keren shapara. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. This is the Gemara's kasha. Rosh Hashanah Chavav. The kohen doesn't wear big day zahav on Yom Kippur. When the kohen does the avodah, he wears big day zahav. When he goes in the kodesh hakadashim, lifnai v'lifnim, you're right, it's big day lavan. So when you go lifnai v'lifnim in the kodesh hakadashim, in kategor nasa senegor, you know, the zahav is going to serve, right, as our detriment. No, that's the accuser, that's not the defender. Yeah, but short of Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have Zahav. So where do you blow shofar? You blow shofar in your shul, and you're going to apply the principle of En Kategor Nasa Senegar, which is only true in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Gemara's kasha. You know what the Gemara answers? Yes. Yes. Kevan del Zikaronasi Kilifnim Dami. Shofar is like avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Gemara. Shofar is avod in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whatever applies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that applies to shofar. Wow. And what exactly is the link? Rosh Levitchik explained, Brachos Daf Lamed, because tefillah is mechuvan keneged the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Wherever you are in the world, your posture, your position, you face Mikdash. More specifically, you face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's the kiyum of shofar. And that's comparable to avod in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what's the lashon of the Gemara? How do you know that's true? Kevan del zikaron asi. Zikaron. What's zikaron? Zichron shrua. Zichron shrua. Wow. That's exactly what zichron shrua means. It's not Shabbos versus weekdays, but rather that's the quality of shofar. Rashi betfiloso. I wouldn't know any of that from Yom Shruazi. Zichron Shrua provides that dimension. And the mindset, the consciousness is critical when it comes to shofar. Rosh Levitchik suggests he thinks that's the answer to the Stiras HaRambam. In the Sugya Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, when it comes to mitzvos trichos kavana, what happens if you do a mitzvah without the requisite kavana? So imagine a person davens without kavana. You know what you'd say? You're not Yotze. That's Mefurish in the Rambam. Davening without Kavana, you're not Yotze. Kriyashma without Kavana, the Rambam's Mefurish. You're not Yotze. Kriyashma without Kavana. Tfilu without Kavana. What about Matzah without Kavana? The Rambam writes Yotze. Paragvav alach ha-gimel fachas chamitza matzah. Kafu v'alcha matzah yotze. Eat Matzah without Kavana, Yotze. What would you say about Shofar without Kavana? Shofar without Kavana. Mefurish in Rambam. No, Perak Beis v'alcha Shofar. The Rambam writes, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze Shofar without Kavana. When it comes to the Dion of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, the Rambam places Shofar in the category of Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Shofar, as opposed to Matzah. As opposed to Matzah. Maybe that's part of this Dion. Maybe one could envision, like Yom Shrua. I heard the call. But Zichron Shrua without Kavana. Zichron Shrua void of Kavana Salev. How can that possibly be? Not surprising that the Ram will pass. And of course, shofar requires Kavana. How can you envision shofar without Kavana? Zichronos and shofros without Kavana. Without Kavana. Rosh Levitchik added just one further sugya. The very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Mamadal de Mabez. The Gemara says the following. A person has to make an unusual choice. You know, where does he daven Rosh Hashanah? Where does he daven Rosh Hashanah? Community A, community B? You know, community A has a machzer, but they don't have a shofar. Community B has a shofar, but they don't have a machzer. So going to community A means tefillah, but without a shofar. Community B, the opposite is true. Shofar without. So the Gemara says, look, shofar is daraisa. Malchi, Sechronos, and Shofros is only Durabanan. So if you have to choose, so Shofar. The Gemara even goes a step further. Community A definitely has a machzor. Community B might have a shofar. It's worth taking the chance of a suffix of shofar over Malchi, Sechronos, and Shofros. Just mefurish in the Gemara, black and white, mefurish in the Gemara, that Malchi, Sechronos, and Shofros is only a dinder rabbanan. Mefurish, Rashan Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. Mefurish. Yeah, so what happened to our whole, you know? Well, Rashi writes in Chumash, no? Rashi says, Zichron Shua means Zichronos and Shofros. That's a dinder rabbanan. Zichron Shua, Zichron only a dinder rabbanan. But Malchi, Sechronos, and Shofros is only a dinder rabbanan. It's only a dinder rabbanan. Yes, Mefurish and Gemara. You know, the Gemara writes, Rosh Hashanah Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, Imru Lefanai, Imru Lefanai, no? Say Malchi Yisrael Shofros. Doesn't sound like a Dinder Rabbanan. No. And Rav Soloveitchik said, such a Chiddush. No, but yeah, very mistaber. Very mistaber. Yeah, of course Malchi Yisrael Shofros is a Dinder Aisa. But you're ready. It's only a Dinder Aisa with an accompanied with the Shofar. When you have a Yom Truah, you have a Zichron Truah. Yeah, you can't have the Zichron Truah without the Yom Truah. The Kiyum of Zichron Truah requires the Yom Truah. So yes, the Gemara says that if you're going to a community that doesn't have a shofar, not only is there something lacking in the mitzvah of shofar, but it downgrades the Chiyuv of Tefillah, of Malchi Yisrael and Shofros. But when you have a Tkiyah Shofar, then the Kiyum of Malchi Yisrael and Shofros is elevated. And I'll tell you something unbelievable. No? Did you see, like, you started learning Chavtes, you started learning Lamed Gimel? What happens if a person blows a very long Tkiyah? No? All of a sudden, the Baal Tkiyah, one of his Tkiyahs is incredibly long. Masha Kishtayim, no? Really long. I turned to the Baal Tkiyah, like, what were you doing? Why so long? Why so long? Well, he tells you the following, you know what? Because I wanted to double up. I wanted to double up. I wanted the first half of the Tkiyah to be the last of that series, and the second half of the Tkiyah to be the first of the next series. No? You know, very often the Baal Tkiyah blows. He's blowing two Tkiyahs in a row. Tkiyah Shvarim Shvua Tkiyah, then a Tkiyah again. So he blows a very, very long call so that the first half should be this, the first half should be that. So that's what the Mishnah says. No, that's not good. That's not good. You can't bifurcate the call. You can't divide it. Half is this, half is that. You show me even a greater Chiddush. You know what Eim Bir Lachas means? The whole call is puzzle. You only have one. What's one? No, one doesn't mean that call. It means you only have the one that you blew before the Shvarim Intro. Whoa, Yerushalmi, no? Poshim Shat and Bavli. You have one, but you don't have two. One, you don't have two. Rashi writes in both places, that's why it's hard to say, like, Lav Dafka. Right? This Masach, Rishona, no? It's found twice in Rosh Hashanah, no? Rashi writes, you know what you did? You blew the first half for Malchios and the second half for Zichronos. You blew the first half for Zichronos and the last one for Shofros. What does that mean exactly? What exactly does that mean? What does that mean? No? I would have said the following, you know? These are the first 30 kolos, right? So the guy was blowing 30 kolos. So the first series is Tkiyah Shvarim Shvua Tkiyah, three times, right? And then after he finishes, the last line, line three, Tkiyah Shvarim Shvua Tkiyah, then Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, right? So I would have said that the guy intended that the first half should be the concluding Tkiyah of Shvarim Truah, and the second half of the kol should be the introductory Tkiyah for the Shvarim. Rashi calls that Malchus and Zichronos, Zichronos and Shofros. You know, the Baal Tkiyah is very good. No, but how long was this Tkiyah, no? You know, in my shul, to get from Malchus to Zichronos, you know, at least 15 minutes, no? No? Malchus is referring to the Tekeos al Seder Brachos of Musaf. What do you mean? He blew a long call. You see an incredible Chiddush according to Rashi. And that is, the kolos are Malchus, Sechronos, and Shofros. Even outside of the Miskeres of the Shemon Esrei. When I go ahead and I blow a triple series of kolos, there's Malchus, Sechronos, and Shofros. Not a reference to Tfilas Musaf. That's the kiyum of the Kol Shofar. That's the kiyum of the Kol Shofar. So when you're blowing a lot of kolos together, yeah, you can combine the tkiya of the Malchios with the tkiya of the Zichronos. That was his attempt. It doesn't mean in Musaf that the Chazan was saying all the words while the tkiya was going, and 15 minutes later, you know, that's where he was up to. Obviously not. Obviously not. That's unusual. I think there are many other rayas, but I think in halacha, hashkafa, machshava, like this is incredible, that there's so much more than tkiya shof, and than just simply producing a kol. If you're going to learn this, what is technically the mitzvah shofar? Tkiya or shmiya? Tkiya or shmiya? Now I'm going to tell you, yom true is tkiya, but zichron trua is the shmiya sakol. The Shmiya Sakol. Isn't it clear that Uri Yeshemi Shenaschem, that the Kol Shofar has to resonate. It's not enough to simply blow, but in the fullest sense of the word, to hear, to internalize, to see to it that the message of the Kolos is something which is significant. And therefore the two psukim, not referring to Chov or Shabbos, but referring to two different kiyumim, right, to the mitzvah of Shofar. There are many, many even other rayas as well. One of the fundamental rayas we didn't touch on yet. No, mitzvah babi avera. No, but this I think is fundamental. I'd realize the precious nature. It doesn't surprise me one iota that the Rambam describes the mitzvah shofar in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. In Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam describes in two places, Hilchos Shofar and Hilchos Tshuva. No, two kiyumim when it comes to the mitzvah shofar. And that's part of our avodah seyam, to be able to sound the shofar, to be able to hear the kolos, to be able to internalize, right, the sublime lesson of Zichron.